Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limit of the Chafetz Chaim, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda David, Ben Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh Livracha. We're holding in the Psicha of Avas Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim is weaving a tapestry of all the places in Chamishi Chumash Torah where there are references to Chesed, besides the beginning and the end of the Chumash. Says the Chafetz Chaim, after Parshas Breishis comes Parshas Noyach. The Gam Parshas Noyach, Sipra Lanu HaTorah Vayesht, Vayishkar, Vayiskal. When Noach got shikr after the teva, he was undressed. It was not sanua. Vayar chayim vayikach shem vayefes as a simla. Shem and yefes took clothing. Vayisimu ashchem shnehem, and they put it on both of their shoulders. Vayichasu as ervas avim, and they covered the not sanuous part of their father. Says the Chafetz Chaim, they weren't mitzvah in kibbutz aim. They were mitzvah in chesed. These are not shemitz b'nei Noach, but yet they went out of their way and did chesed anyway. They weren't commanded to do this. Doing kibbutz aim is not one of them. We see that shame and yafes demonstrated midas hachesed. Not only do we see the performance of chesed, but we see the reward of chesed. They got big brachas, shame and yafes. Of course, we know cham, who was inappropriate with his father, was cursed. Laharois lanu es gedulas hamida, how great this mida of chesed is. Shetzarech ha'odem l'hischased im chavera, you have to be mischased, do kindness to your friends. U'lachapois al kloina mekal choyche, and whenever he has embarrassment, something that's not good for him is going on, you have to do what you can to mitigate that circumstance. K'may shehu chas akvoid atzmai. V'yahafta l'rei acha k'maycha. You wouldn't want yourself to be embarrassed publicly, so if your friend is being embarrassed, you must go out of your way to prevent that from continuing. Next parsha, the Gamba Parshas Lech Lecha, Shesipru Lono HaTorah Mechemes Arba Melachim, when Avram Avinu took on the Melachim, and it wasn't just a simple fight. He had to travel far, he had to gather a bunch of warriors, and he had to go very out of his comfort zone to do this. V'eich Shetarach Avram Mechol Koichai, he spent a lot of time doing all of this. It was very, very challenging. He could have stayed where he was and enjoyed doing Kirov with his wife and with his children. It was all just to save Loit from the discomfort and the suffering that he was undergoing. It's even worse, because Loit actually, it was his fault. He shouldn't have gone there. Even so, he went out of his way to help Light and to save him. And it's interesting, if you think about the chesed that Light was performed on behalf of Avram Avinu, we don't see the payrus, we don't see the reward that Avram got. We don't see Light giving him nachas, we don't see Light giving him any other amazing things. And yet, he went out of his way, and he did what he could to give Light the best opportunity possible to do what he could, even though he didn't think that Light, and in fact he didn't, reciprocate back to him and do chesed for him, and he wasn't saving somebody who was so amazing and so fantastic. I think we see from Avraham Avinu an important concept of chesed. We can't do chesed and expect it always to be successful. We can't do chesed and always hope for a return or a dividend. We have to do chesed if somebody needs our help. Sometimes we can invest a lot of effort and we're successful in our chesed and you come home and it's amazing. I did all this time and I was so successful. Sometimes that's not the case. You do a lot of chesed and you're unsuccessful and the outcome that you want ultimately doesn't transpire. I think we see from Avram and Light, you do chesed just because somebody needs your help. It may be the outcome that you want and it may not be the outcome that you want, but it's irrelevant. You do chesed because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed for us. Sometimes we take it and we do well with it. Sometimes he does chesed for us and we throw it back in his face. We who are emulating Hashem is the same thing. I had a story the past few days, very involved with a very complicated medical case. I had to do lots of medical halacha and medical interventions. Friday, Matzei Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, many, many, many days. Trying to help out a family who needed a lot of help. And I pulled a lot of connections and put a lot of effort and investment of my time and my reputation into trying to help somebody. I got a call last night. Ultimately, they took a different pathway. So for a moment, I thought about it. All my efforts were for naught. Erev Shabbos, Mamas, and early Shabbos in the winter, calling people, putting my reputation on the line. It was very hard for a minute. I felt like I failed. I felt like this, what, I didn't do anything. I spent so many hours doing nothing. But then I realized it's not true. Look at the way Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. He does chesed for us because he loves us, because it's the right thing to do. Sometimes we do well with it, sometimes we won't. Look at Avram Avinu. He did chesed for light. It's not clear he had a good dividend from that, but he did it because it was the right thing to do. We do chesed because it's the right thing to do. Sometimes the outcomes are amazing, sometimes they're not. But that's not the goal. Chesed is because an other mensch, somebody else needs my help, and that's why we do it. It's important to chesed that you say it again and again and again, because the more you're involved in chesed, you may sometimes be successful in the outcome, you may not, but all in all, it's always chesed. The schus of his limit should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.